continuing like the fourth page. So after explaining that there is nothing called like Jivan Mukti or Vidya Mukti, both are same, and such a differentiation is not really required. Like the next thing is like, how can moksha be attained? What is the path for moksha? So the work continues. Vedantokta Trivida Sadhana Mokshasya Panta. The Trivida Sadhana, threefold sadhana, threefold step process, which is proclaimed by Vedanta, that is the Mokshasya Panta, that is the path to moksha, that is the path to liberation. And what is that? Tattu, that is Shravana Manana Nididhyasana Ithyeva, that is Shravana Manana Nididhyasana. Thus, it is like these three of Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Etattu Jnanam Iti Proktam Vidvadbihi. So this is in general summarized or briefed or termed as Jnanam by learned people. Vishadi Karoti Panchadashi. So Panchadashi explains this and describes this. Ittam Vakye Sadart Anusandhanam Shravanam Bhavet. Thus, knowing the meaning of the word anusandhanam, contemplation on the meaning of the word mahavakyam tattvamasi is shravanam. Yuktya sambhavitattva anusandhanam mananam tutat. Mananam is yuktya sambhavitattva anusandhanam, contemplation through of logical possibility of such a explanation is called mananam. Tabhyam nirvichikitse arte chetasa stapitasiyat ekatanatvam etaddi nididhyasanam uchyate. Nididhyasana means of those of the mahavakyam for which like a person has done shravanam and mananam. Nirvichikitse arte, of the meaning of the mahavakyam which is doubtless, without any doubt for the person. Chetasaha stapitasya, after having fixed the mind onto the meaning, doubtless meaning, having one pointed or focused attention into it is called nididhyasanam. Etat saramsham. The work summarizes or briefly describes these. Shravanam tu shastrasya artham. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Eva Naparaha Iti Paroksha Jnanam. Shravanam is the Paroksha Jnanam, is the external knowledge got from the Guru in the form or knowing the Shastra's Artham. Knowing the Shastra's Artham or through the Paroksha Jnanam that Brahman is real, the world is unreal and I am Brahman. Mananam tu shravana dvara prapta jnanasya yuktya nirupanam. Mananam is like proving through logic the knowledge that has been attained through shravanam. Nididhyasanam tu brahmano dhyanam. And nididhyasanam is dhyanam of Brahman. Dhyanam on Brahman. And it's not normal dhyanam. Dhyanam in the way that Brahman is something different from oneself, but Aham Brahmasmi Sada Aham Brahmasmi Sarvam Brahmamayam Iti Anusandhanam. Dhyanam on Brahman is always contemplating that I am Brahman and everything is Brahman. And like then he goes on to explain the purpose of each of these, which is explained in depth in Laghu Vasudeva Mananam, the quoting. Shravanam Samshaya Nivrittim Sadayati. Shravanam removes Samshayam. Removal of Samshayam is accomplished by Shravanam. Mananam tu Pramana Evam Prameya Asambhavana Nivrittim Sadayati. Mananam removes Pramana as well as Prameya Asambhavanam. Impossibility or non-possibility of the means of knowledge as well as the goal. Object. Nididhyasanam tu viparye nivrittim sadayati. Nididhyasanam removes viparye or contrary knowledge. So in fact like Vedanta's, anything that is explained in Vedanta has a purpose in it. That which doesn't have a purpose cannot really be valid as well. So first thing is a person gets the doubt as to like what is Brahman real. or what is real, what is the world is real or Brahman is real. So, and like whether Brahman is sagunam or nirgunam, all those doubts are removed, are called samshayam, doubts about the reality. That is, that vanishes, that is removed through shravanam. So shravanam means like when a person learns from the guru that okay, this is the reality, this is what is real, and everything is Brahman alone, Brahman is nirgunam, and that alone exists. That is, that removes samshayam, that removes doubt when it is learned from a authoritative person. And like he also, the disciple also learns through scriptures, so that he knows that okay, scriptural injunctions, scriptural, the import of scriptures is this only. And then he, like once after he learns it, he still gets doubt that okay, whatever scripture says is fine, but is it really possible? So possibility can like have in two ways. One is prameya, with respect to the object. Such a Brahman, such a nirgunam, a nirakara Brahman, is it possible? And on the contrary, such a Brahman which is nirgunam, which alone exists or advitiyam, is not possible. That will be the doubt after samshayam. After samshayam is removed, but still there will be clear knowledge that okay, though I know that, but still I experience contrary. Therefore, it is called prameya asambhavanam. Asambhavanam or impossibility. After learning, a person still is not convinced because there has not been logic, has not applied. Therefore, he thinks, okay, this is not possible. So, two ways it's not possible. One is with respect to the object, with respect to Brahman, that is prameya asambhavanam. And the second is with respect to pramanam, with respect to means. That means, okay, Brahman is, prameyam is possible, but can that be attained by me? Can that, such a Brahman, since I am limited, I am in the limited world, so can I attain unlimited non-dual Brahman? That is pramana sambhavanam. So most of the logical works, logic, whichever works deals with logic, it deals with removal of pramana or prameya asambhavanam, or both of those. So this is removed when a person like goes through mananam, when a person uses logic. Advaita Makaranda, Panchadashi, and all these works are works dealing with mananam, works dealing with pramana prameya asambhavanam, removal of pramana prameya asambhavanam. And once logically as well it gets, like my sister used to have doubt, after logically clarifying as well, still I see the world. The world is an illusion, but still I see it. I am Brahman, but I don't experience it. I am always Brahman, blissful Brahman, but I don't experience bliss always. So that means my experience is contrary to what I have learned. My experience is contrary to what logic also proves. That is what is called as viparyayam. Viparyayanam, it's also called. So viparyayam is when a person, after going through shravanam and mananam, but still he doesn't experience it. Experience, lack of experience. Experience here is like, as we said previously, like it's like not vishaya anubhavam, but it's like one's own experience. Or in simpler way, one's own experience as advitiya Brahman, which is all pervading. Or in simpler way, experience of bliss. I go to Paramartha's discourse for, I've been going for 10-15 years, but still I don't have any happiness. I get a little bit peace when I am there. When I go home, again it goes. So this is like what is called as viparyayanam. Viparyayanam cannot be removed by like hearing from Guru or using one's own intellect. It has to be removed only by sadhana or always contemplating on it. That is what nididhyasanam helps out in experiencing the reality, so that viparyajnanam vanishes. Is it clear? Yeah, uktam cha lagu vasudeva mananam. Lagu vasudeva mananam says, evam atma swarupe prasiddhe gune upadishyamanepi pratibandhakatrayam na nishchayo bhavati. So, like, though Atman's nature is quite famous, and is known and has been instructed, still because of Pratibandhaka Trayam, because of the trifold obstacles, na nishchayo bhavati, it is not known clearly. Pratibandhaka Trayam cha samshe bhavana, asam bhavana, vipirye bhavana cheti. The three obstacles are samshe bhavanam, it's also called as samshe jnanam in some systems, asam bhavanam, impossibility, which is both pramana and prameya asam bhavanam, and vipirye bhavana. Rigadi shakasu upadishyamanam upanayadi karma yata anekavidam, as in the Rigadi shaka, in the various branches like Rig and in the various Vedas, the shakas of the Vedas propound different karmas, upanayadi karma, or like the karmas like upanaya and other things are yata anekavidam, are many. Like if you yourself would know, right? When Avani Avatam comes, it's not like Samavedan, they do it in some day, some time. Yajurvedan do it in some time. Different shakas do it in different time. So, as all those karmas are different, are various in the various shakas of the Vedas, similarly, Rigadi shakasu upadishyamanam atvatvatvam api. Similarly, the Atma Tattvam that is propounded, that is explained in the various shakas of the Vedas, that also aneka prakaram va nava. Aneka prakaram, is it aneka prakaram, aneka prakaram va? Is it aneka prakaram nava or not aneka prakaram? It is samshayaha, samshaya bhavana. Thus, doubt is samshaya bhavana. That means, Atman or Brahman has been explained in different ways. As karmas are different, therefore Brahman or the reality is also explained differently. In some places it says like dehoham. So that means like, am I the deham? Does that mean that I am the deham? Does that mean that I am limited? Jiva, I am the Jiva. So, like Atman has been explained in different ways, different forms. That's why there's so many systems. So, is it like Atma Tattvam, since it has been explained in different ways, so is it really different or same? Which means that, is the reality many or is it just one? Got it, right?
Okay, yeah.
Sa sakala vedanta tatpariya avadharana rupa shravanena nashyati. That is removed through sakala vedanta tatpariya avadharanam. Avadharanam means like, how to put it? I think I would have explained in the word document. Avadharanam means kind of conviction. So conviction of sakala vedanta tatpariyam. Conviction of the essence of the entire Vedantam or essence of the entire Upanishads, Rupa Shravanena Nashyati. That the Shravanam, which is of the form of Avadharanam, Avadharanam of Sakala Vedanta Tatpariyam, through that it moves. So if you remember this like Laghu Vasudevanam, you don't need to remember my words which I have quoted previously, that Shastrasya Artham. But if you just remember Sakala Vedanta Tatpari Avadharanam is Shravanam, that would help a lot, like in, though you don't need to know Sanskrit, but these are like simple explanations. So Shravanam gets destroyed. Evam Sarvesham Vedantanam Advaita Brahmani Eva Tatpariyam Iti Shravanena Pramana Vishye Samshye Nashte Api. So Pramana Vishye, in like the Pramana Vishayam, Samshayam goes. The samshayam shravanena nashte api. Though the samshayam is removed through shravanam. Shravanam is what? Sarvesham vedantanam, in all the Vedantas, in entire Vedanta, Advaita Brahmani eva tatpariyam. The tatpariyam or the import is Advaita Brahman alone. Thus shravanam removes doubt regarding pramanam, regarding means of knowledge, regarding valid knowledge. Idam dvaitam katam sambhavyate. So, satyatvena pratiyamaneshu jiva ishvara jagatsu bhinneshu satsu api buddhihi asambhavana. So, how is this dvaitam possible? So, and how is that dvaitam? This dvaitam is not something like which is falsified. Sat, satyatvena pratiyamaneshu. So it seems to be satyam, it seems to appears to be real. Jiva Ishvara Jagatsu Bhinneshu Satsuapi. So it is like this, Dvaitam is appears to be real, and then it is found in the various entities of Jiva, Jagat and Ishvara. And how is this possible though Adhutiya Brahman alone is the import of the scriptures? So that's that buddhi, that okay, how is this Dvaitam possible, is called Asambhavana. In a way he is explaining in a different way. Asambhavana is like, he is telling how is Dvaitam possible. We can also say that Advaitam is not possible. Both are same. Advaitam is not possible is as good as telling that how is Dvaitam possible. How is Dvaitam possible? Dvaitam is seen. So how is that Dvaitam possible in Advaitam? You got it, right?
Yeah, got it.
Iyam Swapna Drishtantadi Rupa Yuktyatmaka Mananena Nashyati. This is removed through mananam of reflection on Swapna Drishtantadi Rupa Yuktyatmaka. Mananam in the form of using logical approach of reflection through the various analogies of Swapna and etc. Evam Shravane Manane Cha Krite Api. Thus, like having done Shravanam and Mananam, Satyatva Pratitihi, Krite Api, Anadi Avidya Vasaneya, by the Anadi Avidya Vasana, Sarvasyapi Jagato, the entire world, Yata Purvam, as previously, Satyatva Pratitihi, Viparye Bhavana, Satyatva Pratitihi, appearing to be real. So, even after going through Shravanam and Mananam due to Anadi Avidya Vasana, the entire world is seen real as before. So that means like, okay, I have done so much Shravanam and Mananam, I have been doing it for 10 years, 15 years, but still, after all those things, still I see the world. That is what's lack of experience. He is explaining in a different way, but that's the real thing is, okay, ellam nan panniyach, I have done so much sadhana, I have been going to Mahatmas, I have been learning the scriptures, I know all the scriptures, I know advanced works, but still the world is seen, but still I feel the world as real. It means like, it not only means that I feel the world as real, but that means I don't experience Brahman. I don't experience Brahman means I don't experience everything as Brahman, I don't experience bliss in short. I don't have peace, I don't have happiness. That is Viparye Bhavana. Sa, that Viparye Bhavana, Brahma Ekakara Pratyaya Pravaha Rupa Nitidhyasenena Nashyati. That is removed through like Pratyaya Pravaham, like cognition, a set of cognition, or Pravaham is like water flowing. That means like flow of the cognition or the contemplation in the form of Brahman.
Okay.
That is Nididhyasana. You can go through the Dhyana and Nididhyasana work, the word document which is there in the site. I don't know whether you have read it. So you can just go through that. There this is like explained a bit. Is it clear till now? Yada samshaya asambhavana viparye nivrittim sadayati. When samshaya asambhavanam viparyam, removal of samshayam asambhavanam and viparyam is accomplished, tada pumsaha sada anandi karoti. Then the person always experiences bliss. Sa eva muktaha. He alone is liberated. Yaha sada anandi karoti. He who is always blissful. So moksha is not with respect to knowing things or experiencing Brahman or having lot of knowledge or having lot of followers and all those things. Moksha is only with respect to, moksha means avidya nivrutti, and moksha means nothing but anandam. A person who is always in anandam, he is a mukta. Krishna stu proktam. Krishna has said that kama krodha viyuktanam yati nam yata chetasam Abhito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate Viditatmanam. This is a quoting from the fifth chapter. So a person, a yati, a striving seeker whose yata chetasam, whose mind has been focused, and kama krodha viyuktanam, whose mind is devoid of the poisons of kama, krodha, etc. So viditatmanam, and such a person who has known the self, but Brahma Nirvanam, or Brahman, in or Brahma Nirvanam here means like Anandam, Abhito Vartate, it surrounds him, that means dances around him. That's why like when you go near Mahatmas, you can feel bliss, you experience bliss. So that is the only only criteria to judge whether a person has been liberated or not. Of course, liberation also means that Anandam should always be there, which means that there should not be any samshayam or asambhavanam or viparyaya bhavanam. None of those should be there. And he just says, sarvam brahmamayam. Here, like, now comes to the part of like why this work has been written. So, sarvam brahmamayam ityato, though sarvam, everything is Brahman, bahavaha janaha, lot of people, swasya rupam na jananti, they don't know their own nature. Avidya moha vashat, by being under the delusion of avidya. So avidya navritti reva vedantokta moksha hai. Avidya navritti, removal of avidya alone is moksha. So we can see in two aspects. One is negation aspect, when we see like removal of ignorance is moksha, and then attainment aspect, like bliss, is moksha. So it's a kind of twofold, like two sides of a coin. One is avidya nivritti and the other is ananda. Both of those in to like one, if we accomplish one, then it leads to another. When you have bliss, that means you don't have ignorance. When you don't have ignorance, then that means you are blissful. Tattu guru kadakshena aparoksha jnana deva shravana manana nididhyasanena. I think I missed one word or something there. This is achieved through by Guru's Kadaksha. Okay, no. It's like aparoksha jnana deva. That is the end of the, that's the word that should end. But in prose, you can have like, you don't need to order words in the proper way. So ideally, it had to be tattu guru kadakshena shravana manana nididhyasanena aparoksha jnana deva. That means that moksha can be achieved only through guru kataksham and through aparoksha jnanam. Aparoksha jnanam can be attained through shravana manana nididhyasanam. So moksha is achieved through guru kataksham and through the sadhana of shravana manana nididhyasanam, which in turn leads to aparoksha jnana. Manishya yoho kartavyam idameva, this alone is man's duty. Swasya rupam brahmaiva iti aparoksha jnana, knowing one's own nature to be Brahman. The aparoksha jnanam, or direct experience that my nature is Brahman. Mumukshoho jnana spashti karanam buddhi prachodhanam cha iyam kritya lakshyam. Iyam kritya lakshyam, the purpose of this work is twofold. Mumukshoho jnana spashti karanam, like clarifying or clearly propounding jnanam for mumukshus, for seekers, as well as buddhi prajodhanam, as well as like instigating the intellect or motivating, inspiring people. That is the purpose of this work. Tat amma kadakshena bhavet iti mama samarpanam prarthanam cha. Like that, let that be achieved through amma's grace. Thus my offering as well as prayer. Mama alpa sanskrita jnana vashad bahushvapi staleshu vyakarana shuddhi vidyate. So due to my little alpa sanskrita jnana vashad, due to very little knowledge in Sanskrit, bahushvapi staleshu, in different places, in various places, vyakarana ashuddhi vidyate, there has been defects or mistakes in vyakarana, mistakes in grammar. Kripaya shama karotu, please pardon the same. Yam kratihi, this krati, paramatma rupa amma padayoho samarpitam, has been offered at the feet of, like amma, who is of the nature of paramatman, brahma vidvara chinmayananda shishyayoho, like the shishya of brahma vidvara chinmayananda, mandasmita jivan mukta tejo mayananda janmadinavasare kritam. So tejo mayananda, who is the disciple of brahma vidvara chinmayananda, and who is mandasmita, means ever smiling, jivan mukta is a jivan mukta, on his, like on the occasion of his birthday. In the last shloka, you know, karishcharna kritam va kayajam karmajam va, like whatever whatever activities, whatever mistakes I do through like any of my accessories, please pardon the same, and may you hail Mahadeva. Yeah, this ends any, this is a simple work, so you shouldn't be having any doubt or anything in it.